I can't believe this. We have theme music. We have this huge just burst of energy to welcome you into the next edition of The Clown and the Shadow. I am the clown, I am Robert Weissman, and with me is the mysterious shadow who shall remain nameless for the time being.
Maybe, probably forever, let's be honest.
Really? So if what if this gets huge and all of a sudden it's like people demand to know who the shadow is? They demand to find
it's not gonna happen.
And what if they found the wrong guy who's the shadow? Like some asshole they think's the shadow.
Oh, I'd stab that guy in the neck with a pencil. Fuck him. I'm gonna get paid. That's what I'm saying.
God damn, the shadow is it. There's some anger in the shadow.
There's way too much anger in the
I'd
shadow.
I'd stab him to death with a pencil.
No, I said I'd stab him in the neck with a pencil, not to death.
But
like a warning stab.
Who gets warning stabbed in the neck?
People that try to fuck with the shadow. Once we get huge and we're making billions of dollars off of this podcast.
You can stab him in the shoulder and it'd be a warning in the neck.
I actually did stab a kid in the head with a pencil when I was younger. Totally on accident. But I had to go. I got in a lot of trouble for that.
I stabbed a kid with a pencil too in first grade. He was picking on me,
yours is malicious. Well, self defense malicious.
I think I probably deserved being picked on at the time. I was kind of hyper.
You still kind of deserve being picked on.
Oh, man! Don't make an enemy of the clown.
Sorry.
The clown won't joke around when it comes to.
It's all funny until you fuck with the
clown.
Yeah,
wait until I tell you this story. So he's flicking me with his fingers, like, flicking me. And I didn't know what to do. And, like, he's like, yeah. So I grabbed my pencil and I just stabbed him in the arm with my pencil.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I was in first grade. And at that moment, I knew that I took it way too far.
Did he start bawling?
Well, the teacher, we were both the same age. And it wasn't like he was a smaller or bigger. You know, we were both, you know, pretty evenly matched. He might have been bigger even. But I knew as soon as I did that I was in a lot of trouble.
That's assault, brother.
I knew, so I ran with him as he was running. We both ran to the desk, and I knew whoever told on each other first would be the one who didn't. So I go, he was, well, I just start going like that. And he's like, he's dead. He's like crying. He's bawling. I'm just
like.
Was
he bleeding?
No, it was a stab. The stabs don't, like, bleed, you know? It's like, they bleed.
I think you did it wrong if it doesn't
they
bleed.
They bleed, but it's not like.
Internal
if,
bleeding.
If you puncture, it's a puncture wound. Like, it wasn't like. I don't think I got way far. I was a first grader. It wasn't like a man stabbing someone with a pencil that can really, like, get into the muscle.
Like I would.
Or anything. It, you know, it broke skin. I remember it breaking skin a bit. And I was just like, you know, I was there. And, you know, the thing is the teacher was so overworked and so overstressed. We just both got in the same amount of mild trouble.
What?
Yeah, nothing big
You're
happened.
A fucking evil criminal mastermind.
Oh my God. And that I was relieved.
You're the Kaiser Soze
like,
of first grade.
And not only that, I had to act like I was disappointed. I remember when they're like, okay, you just go put your head down. You and Jack, go put your head down in the corner. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, thank God. And I'm like,
that's it?
Like, oh man, I could have gotten, I'm like, I know I way overreacted on that one, but he was flicking me. You know, he did start it. I was the Colin Powell. I used overwhelming force to end the skirmish.
Wow.
It was kind of peacekeeping in a way, if you think, because, you know, it could have escalated and kept going, but I'm like, no, we're going to put a period, literally, with a pencil into his motherfucking arm.
Wow.
Oh, and I bet it still hurts if you're listening, Jack. Oh, I bet that still hurts. Does it sting? Do you want your mom? Okay.
Wow. Decades later, you're taunting poor Jack, who probably has tiny scar in his
Jack
little
is
arm.
Like 6'5" now and like married and happy. And
so who won, Rob? Who really won then?
Well, I've got you. I've got my shadow.
Jack crushed.
Everyone casts a shadow, but I cast a shadow.
Cast?
Podcast a shadow. Okay. That is so corny.
Wow.
That's a field. Guys, I'm a comic. You can come see me any night there. If you're laughing now, just think of what it's going to be like when I'm right in the room with you. Oh, God.
Since this is the stabbing people podcast.
Let's do a bullying podcast.
Let me tell my story about, because I didn't know we were talking about this, but I actually did stab a kid in the head with a pencil when I was younger.
Okay.
Probably third or fourth grade. Abe. Short for Abraham. One of my friends. I remember like it was yesterday. I actually remember every detail of this. I think we were in art class, and I was drawing. I think I was drawing a dinosaur, actually.
Okay.
I was pretty good at drawing dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And I drew a dinosaur, and I said something to him like, what do you think, this is an Allosaurus? And he was like, I knew it's an Allosaurus, it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. What do you think, I'm stupid? So I challenged him to essentially a dinosaur knowledge competition. He got mad because he was a little bit of a meathead, but he was my buddy. And he started grabbing me by the shoulder. He was like, what do you think, I'm stupid? Started shaking me. I was like, dude, let go.
Wait, how old were you again?
Third grade.
Okay.
Maybe fourth grade.
Dude, stupid or new Allosaurus. They're pretty similar dinosaurs. One's just small.
I know, that's why I thought I could fool him. Yeah. But he fucking knew.
Ooh.
So anyways, so he starts shaking me with his, and I got pissed off. So I took and went to hit him in the shoulder. And I hit him in the shoulder, but I forgot that I had a pencil in my hand that was very sharp because I'd been drawing a badass Allosaurus.
Oh, I'm sure. I wish you still had it.
So, my bottom of my hand, my fist hit his shoulder, and the pencil went right into his temple, right next to his ear.
Oh, man.
And he was like, ah, oh, man. And he was like one of the tough kids in class, so he might have used some foul language. He might have said fucker or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I remember just one teardrop of red blood started running down the side of his cheek, and I was like, oh, no. And the teacher was out of the room.
I'm sorry, Amy.
He's like, it's fine, because you want to be a tough guy. And then this bitch, Erin, as soon as the teacher walks in the class, she goes, Tim stabbed Aiden in the head up with a pencil!
Oh my God.
And it was all over. She grabbed me by the arm, started dragging me down the hallway. I just started bawling. I was like, I'm in so much fucking trouble.
Oh, no.
Drag me down the hallway. The hallway's like 200 yards long, all the way down the hallway. I'm just in total tears by the time I'm at the principal's office. And they call my family, and I get picked up, and I think I was grounded for the weekend. But I had to tell the story like 10 times. My parents were serious, like, you have anger management issues if you're stabbing somebody with a pencil in the head. I was like, no, I just forgot I had the pencil. I was just trying to hit his shoulder to make him stop shaking me. Eventually, they sort of believed me, but I still had to. I didn't do anything that weekend. It was pretty terrible.
Oh, man. It's when you're older and the older kid and you're playing with the younger kid and you're playing a little rough with them, I would never have called myself a bully. No. But I probably played rougher with the younger kids than I needed to, but if you ever played too rough...
What do you mean by playing rough, Rob?
Well, I'll tell you. Like, and I was on the back of the bus one time with this kid, and it was like, he was a couple of years younger, but he was kind of this... I mean, it's not like we got along famously, and I'm like, all right, kid, I'll show you the ropes, but like, you know, we're playing. And I was like, trying to... And it sounds terrible when I say, it's gonna sound so bad...
Yeah.
I was like, all right, punch the lunchbox, kind of like Bruce Lee, because Bruce Lee has the 2-inch punch. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, hold your lunchbox out and lock your arms, and I will two-inch punch the lunchbox and knock you back.
You already sound like an asshole.
But I explained it to him. I explained what I was going to do.
How old was he and how old were you?
He was probably 6, and I was like a good
15
or 16.
Well, you're in the same grade as this kid, so you're on the same bus.
I think he was in 4th grade, and I was in 6th grade?
Or maybe 5th grade.
It wasn't... I'm 5th... Oh, man. I know that this...
So anyways, you beat up a child.
I didn't mean to.
Let's tell the story.
I went and I hit the lunchbox, you know?
With your Rob 2-inch punch.
Yeah, which, of course, he's not... He didn't lock his arms. Learned a lesson. You should lock your arms.
So really, it's his fault.
Oh, pretty much. Totally his fault.
What a fucking asshole this little kid is.
But anyway, the lunchbox, of course, goes back and hits him in the nose. He gets a bloody nose and starts screaming. And as soon as it happens, I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I mean, I really was. And I really did mean, like, I felt terrible and I didn't mean to do that. It was just me being an idiot.
Yeah.
I might have just passed that age when I should have been a little smarter than that. At the time, but I really didn't think he would do that. Like, I really didn't think he'd jack him in the head like that. So then, like, I got kicked off the bus, of course, for doing that. And his parents were not happy. That was what really sucked.
His parents came to your house.
They didn't come. I never got to see them, but they were like saying, like, there was reports like Rob was like trying to fight and all this. I was like, oh, it just made me look like the. I got a misrepresentation of what my intentions were. I'm not. I claim responsibility, but those weren't my intentions. My intentions weren't to be what I
you
was.
You just wanted to smash his lunchbox.
I just wanted. I didn't want to. Yeah, I wanted to smash the lunchbox. I wanted to hit that lunchbox.
What kind of lunchbox was it?
It was a tin one. I don't remember what the actual like.
So you thought you could dent the shit out of it with your?
I didn't want to dent it either. I don't know. I had no real plan of what.
I think
what
this
was
is all
happen.
Part of your plan. You think you hated this kid? You wanted to
actually,
bust his
as
nose.
I'm talking this, I did know. I was trying to. There's another kid that I thought was going to beat me up. Because we had this weird little rule when we were younger, like with the group I hung out with, of skateboarders.
Yeah.
Where if you got the same skateboard shoes as another skateboarder that was older.
Are those the ones you're wearing right now?
No, shut up.
Rob has on filthy, decades-old, homeless person skateboard shoes.
I have on right now, I do not, I have on hemp Vans. That I'm walking on the back. They're made of hemp, but they're kind of cool. I was getting compliments on these the other day, checkered, but anyway.
By a homeless person.
Okay, it's an audio podcast. It's audio. No one can see. No one can see what I'm wearing. No one cares. No one cares.
These
they
shoes
want to hear
are
this.
Disgusting.
You're taking them out of the dream that we're making here. we're making
this
a little
amazing
story.
World where you're punching little kids in the
well,
face.
Well,
let's go back to you punching kids in the
well,
face.
Well, I was
going
to get my ass kicked from supposedly this other kid because I got the same shoes, which is I learned later and a little bit later that was all bullshit. They were just saying that to scare us. Because I got the same kind of shoes that the other kid did, so I'm like, I better train. And I was telling him, like, hold the lunchbox up so I can punch him like Rocky.
God.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was like, I'm like, hold this up like that. And that's what the motive was. So then the parents were like, Rob was practicing for a fight that he was going to get in with somebody else. And I'm like.
These parents had, like spies.
No, because that's what the kid told them. Because obviously, I was, like, saying that, and then it's like, wow, when you say it like that, I do sound like a monster that I'm just going out.
A psychopath.
And then I'm like, but like, don't they understand that this other kid's way bigger than me and he's going to kick my ass and now I'm grounded and can't ride the bus? No, they don't.
Grounded, can't ride the bus, and you're your ass kicked for wearing the wrong shoes later on.
Yeah. All in one.
It kind of sucked to be a kid, didn't it?
Well, it's just like total, like, it seems like the way school and a lot of things are, it's like it's just really geared to kind of put you down a lot. Like, it seems like it's kind of geared to teach you the rules of society a lot. Like I remember junior high, I lost my last baby tooth at lunch.
Junior high?
In seventh grade, I lost the last one. It was coming out and I had blood all over. And this is like, you know, by that time I was like, I mellowed out way big and I was kind of scared of life. Because, you know, there's all these bigger kids, and I was going to a bigger school. There's, like, all these other schools went into the junior high. So it was and I'm trying to look cool, and there I am with a mouthful of blood and a baby tooth on the table as the principal's talking to the lunchroom. And then I get in trouble from a lady who was there to watch the lunchroom because I wasn't paying attention when the principal was talking as I have blood all over me and I didn't have enough.
Did you actually have blood coming out of your mouth?
Yes, I didn't have any napkins. I'm like looking for napkins to soak up the blood that it's all over the place. I'm like, I just lost a little, like a tooth.
Ugh.
And it's like there and yeah, it was just this, it seems like it's just one series of humiliations for another series of humiliations from another series of humiliations. Like, from not just the bigger kids, but also, like, the people that run the whole show. It seemed like they didn't have to be as big of jerks as they were.
It's weird, because they go into a career where they're going to spend 35-plus years around children, and at some point, you're like, you don't even like children. You kind of hate children. Maybe they don't start that way, but I think we all had teachers where you're like, why the fuck are you doing this job?
There's been some of them. Like, I remember there's one, I'll say it's Mr. E, and he particularly hated me. He was a fifth grade teacher, and I didn't realize that he did at the time. I didn't think, like, an adult could hate a kid, but I realize now.
That's insane.
He hated me.
How old was he?
I mean, I don't know, 40.
And you were 12?
Yeah, younger. But I guess he was only like 5'3". At the time, he looked giant. Like, he would play war ball. I remember we'd play war ball.
What is war ball?
Dodgeball. Okay. War ball, dodgeball. And it'd be girls versus guys, and he'd be on the girls' team, and you had to hit him either, I think it was at least twice, or it was like there's a certain number of times that we had to hit him to get him out, but he'd be on the girls' team. And he would wail the ball as hard as he could at the boys and just walk up. And
dude, it's like from a Will Ferrell movie. It's not.
He would just strut. To the half court line, and we'd all run from him screaming, and then he'd bam, and he'd always take particular joy in doing that, and it was all supposed to be good in good fun. He nicknamed me. This was the worst thing, though. He nicknamed me Blob.
That's pretty awful.
B-L-O-B. Blob. Ugh. I got I think an A average in his class, and he still put me in the stupid group in sixth grade after it's all said and done.
Wait, you were in stupid gym?
No, stupider. In sixth grade, there were different, there's one side, you know, there's two different classes. One
For gym?
No, just in sixth grade. And he was a fifth grade teacher.
Okay.
And then we went into sixth grade, and then there's two different classes for everything. Two different just classes of people, that group one and group two, and he put me in group two.
But he's a gym teacher.
No, he wasn't just a gym teacher. He was everything. He was the everything teacher.
He could teach anything. Dodgeball, calculus, science.
It's fifth grade. You only have one teacher in fifth grade. At least I only had one. Why? You had a lot of teachers.
What kind of fucking log cabin school are you going to?
I don't know if this was it. This was extracurricular. He had different than gym class. I mean, we had gym class with our normal gym teacher, too. But then we had war ball, dodgeball class. Too.
That was a dodgeball was a class.
He'd come in and we play. We play like every night, like at least once or twice.
You
a week.
Must have gotten a terrible education.
He actually was. He did. He actually
dodgeball was a class. It wasn't like something you did once a week.
You
for
didn't
fun
get
after
a grade
school.
On it. You just got welts in your body from your
and then you got demoted to retard level next year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Imagine if you had aced dodgeball, where you'd be right now, Rob. You would have gone
it
to
wasn't
Harvard.
From that. It was. I actually was in, like, they put me in bad English, the slower English, supposedly, like, in high school. But then when it came to college, I tested, because the teacher was actually talking about bad teachers. We had, like, really good teachers for English. We had, like, two that were really good. And we, like, you know, we read, like, To Kill a Mockingbird. We did all, like, the stuff I guess you're supposed to there.
It's a good book.
But I tested into, like, way high in the college. I think I attribute a lot of that to maybe having better, like, I was, like, AP in college. Like, I took these classes that were these, like, journalist classes that no one could get into.
What level dodgeball did you test into in college?
I'm actually now.
That was your major, correct?
I haven't played dodgeball ever since. It spoiled my career. I could have been a major dodgeball player. And now
you could have got your PhD in dodgeball.
It's a hip game to play now. I see people in the park playing it now.
What?
Like, yeah, you don't see, like, there's like dodgeball league.
I actually played adult kickball recently.
Oh Christ, really?
It's fun. But people, once they get into it, they lose their mind. Like, they stop hanging out with people that don't play kickball. They join multiple leagues. They have practices. They have parties after the games. A friend of mine joined it, and super cool girl, but, like, her life is kickball-related now, besides work.
So it's like a cult?
It is.
Kickball cult?
It's like Scientology with less money and less movie stars and slightly less controlling.
Do they take themselves, like, really seriously? It's like, oh, there's Jimmy. He's really good. And, like, girls.
No,
like,
there's joke leagues, and there's, like, competitive leagues, and you gotta work your way up to the more competitive leagues. Like, there's, like, AAA ball and AA and
kickball, that's baseball with one of those red.
The
like,
red
dodge
bouncy
balls.
And then there's techniques. You can throw curveballs.
Doesn't it roll on the ground though?
You can bunt. You can try to just slug it, which means somebody's probably gonna, you gotta really hit it hard if you're gonna slug it, because otherwise you pop fly and you get out, so.
And you get, they catch it.
They catch it and you're out.
So it's just, it's baseball.
But what, I actually subbed in once because, you know, somebody else wasn't there. I did pretty well. Got on base. I got walked maybe. I think you
get
walked.
You can get, oh no, they were walking you because you were.
I got a single and I caught a fly ball in outfield. But the cool thing is you can drink. So you bring your beer out to the outfield. I set it down, and when I was catching the fly ball, I actually stepped over my beer and caught the ball. So that was kind of cool.
There's actually a kickball team when I was doing a show on Monday at a bar show. These bar shows are great. When you do a bar show as a stand-up comic, it's different than a comedy club. Because in a comedy club, everyone's there to see you perform. They're there for the comedy. When you go to a bar, people are there. A lot of people are there to be hammered. And it's like they didn't expect comedy. And sometimes it's great because it's like, oh, good. They get into the show. But a big thing of it is you trying to get them to listen. And in this, Hennessy's is the bar's name. At the back of it was an entire...
In Hennessy's where?
Which... In Manhattan Beach.
Okay.
And the entire back table was about maybe 10 to 12 kickball team. It was a kickball team.
Uh-oh.
So, of course, comics are trying to make fun of them. But they wouldn't listen. Like, the kickball team was so into
themselves.
They
were talking about kickball.
They could care less. Like, you could not, I was the only one that got close to breaking that table up just by, like...
No, you're right. It's a semi-cult.
Yeah, and they were very much like, yeah, they... okay, I had to go to the bathroom, and they're all standing up, like, about ready to leave, and they didn't even see that I'm, like, trying to break through them. Like, I literally would almost have to nudge, like, a girl and push the small of her back, you know, and get the guy and kind of fight my way through them because, you know, I'm sorry that you're literally in the only space that it takes from here to the bathroom, and you couldn't get through it. They were just, like, so into their own little world. Kickball world. Let alone when you had a microphone. You're like, you guys ready to laugh? They're not ready to laugh. They don't care about you.
No, there's nothing funny about kickball.
Yeah.
It's fun, but not funny. Were they wearing their jerseys?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. They were in their 70s style where the sleeves were like different colors than the, you know.
Oh, the clip sleeves?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
That go to like your elbow?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were all, and they had their like cool kickball names on their back. Like, my name's Butch. My name's Gunner. You know.
You don't think those were their real names?
I
maybe just a team of people with weird names.
Would you name your kid Gunner? Name your kid Gunner.
Totally, I would.
I'm Gunner.
No, that's a terrible name.
Gunner beat. Gunner.
Gunner Shadow.
Gunner Shadow. Yeah, there you go. Oh, Jesus.
Fucking kickball people.
Well, where to go from here? We went on a major tangent because that actually does kind of bring into what we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about people that stand like people that drive with people that drive cars. That's right.
I think we're better off just telling stories about when we were kids and bitching about kickball players.
Well, yeah, we were going to talk about people that won't like if when you're standing in a doorway, how like groups of families would stand right in that doorway and you have to get through them. And apparently kickball teams are huge people that are into that. We're going to talk about people that are willfully...
People that are just so into themselves that they ruin other people's days or seconds.
Yeah, and when you live in an urban environment, you kind of have to rely on each other a little bit. At least like when you're driving, you have to cut people off and you have to let people cut you off. But you have to be some sort of cooperation, Tim. But these kickballers out these days...
These fucking kickballers, they're not cooperating for shit.
They don't respect that. Oh, man. What's another good story? Like, of growing up...
Childhood stories?
Getting beat up, yeah. Did you ever punch anyone in the face when you were a kid?
In the face?
Yeah.
I elbowed one of my good friends in the nuts, and then grabbed him by the head and swung him around and slammed him into my dresser. But he had just put me in a headlock, so I felt like it was justified.
How was it? Were you horsing around, or was this real anger?
I got pretty angry. He was like a good friend, and I think this was probably in fifth grade. We've been like good friends in like first, second, third grade, and I had moved away.
Yeah.
And I think he'd come to visit.
Oh, man.
And he'd come to visit, and we had both grown up a little bit, and we were still good friends, but we were always competitive. And somehow
how old were you?
It was probably fifth grade. He started horsing around. He put me in a little bit of headlock, and it hurt really bad. Then when I got out, I threw a solid elbow into his nuts. He bent over, and I grabbed him by his hair and swung him around by his head and slammed his body into a dresser until he... And then he fell down to the ground, and I think I walked out, and then we were cool after that.
There seems to be a certain point when, like, you know, the horsing around, that when you're a little boy... For me, I remember always really wanting to be tough and always wanting to fight and get fussy and fight a lot. But then it starts to like merge into more and more serious.
Like, it's just play fighting.
But the play fighting all of a sudden like that. Well, it's at some point, like, you know, you can't do that anymore. Like, if you would hit me in the nuts and grab my hair and throw me in the dresser, there'd be some serious shit going down.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's like at some
point. Yeah. It's all that play fighting is essentially just a way of trying to establish who's the badass without coming to eye gouging and breaking of noses.
Well, one time,
and then
like,
once you get older, then it's like, oh no, I really have to do fucking maybe break this guy's
nose. Yeah, but this shit really gets real. At some point, it gets real. Like, I remember when I'm not the biggest of guys, but like I used to be
pretty big.
I used to be really like toughy little guy, and it was eighth grade when I really lost that will. When I'm like, I don't know if I really want to fight a lot.
Eighth grade.
Well, I was supposed to fight...
You barely hit puberty.
Well, I was supposed to fight this kid. Like, we never got along. I had to sit by him at lunch. For some reason, I was kind of like a misfit. I didn't really have anywhere to sit. So I kind of had to sit by this kid. And he was just dirty kid and like But he had like all his old dirty friends, and some of the friends were mine, but it wasn't like all this great. So we were always arguing. And then finally, one time, I'm waiting for the bus. All these things happen near a bus, I guess. Like,
you should never ever get in a bus again.
I don't know if bus is the magic ingredient that just sets my life into chaos. But, like, we got, like, you know, we're all yelling at each other or whatever, and I grabbed all his papers of his book being, like, threw it in all his papers when everyone, it's like, all right.
That's a pretty badass move, though.
Yeah, but then he was like, and we're like, all right, asshole. It's like, all right, we're going to fight, and we're going to fight the first home game. We were in junior high at the time, but then the first home game for high school, which wasn't probably at this point, for some reason, it was like we had, like, a bye week and then away. So it was, like, 2 weeks at least, and it was, like, the homecoming game. So all of this 2 weeks, everything, it's just like if it would have gone on then or that night, it would have been great and it would have been over and good, you know, good riddance to that whole thing. But it was like,
did you go home and practice punching?
It was a long practice punching children with
lunch boxes.
I was Bruce Lee to a door. I had the shitty door that I would fight in my house because I had a lot of alone time. I was like somewhat of a latchkey kid. And I'd be like, gah, gah, yeah, if I could take this door, think of what I could do to a man. But I don't know. So anyway, I go. So it's like 2 weeks of him like telling me how he's going to kick my ass and all his little friends. Like,
is he way bigger than you?
No, not at all. And like they're all like, and like he's got a bigger brother that's like 2 years old, which I liked his brother actually, but they're like, but I guess we're on the wrong lines or whatever now, like the wrong side. Wrong sides. It sucked. His brother I didn't know all that well, but I've hung out with his brother, and I thought his brother was okay. Anyway, you know, he was telling me how he's going to, like, in eighth grade terms, like, and this was, like, when NWA was big, Ice Cube was big, and it was like, I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm going to hit you really hard in the temple, and when you get hit hard in the temple, you can die. So this is like,
this guy had taken like 2 weeks of karate and he thought he knew the lethal arts.
Oh yeah, and his little group that he hung around with, they called themselves the Eight Ball Posse. Yeah, they were serious. So anyway, the home game comes,
and they're all fucking white kids from suburban Ohio.
Whitish, right? Like, I mean, they're like, you know,
when they took a shower.
They're Mexicans from
okay,
Alaska.
Okay, okay, all right.
But it wasn't like, I mean, yeah, it wasn't like LA or anything. I mean, like, anyway, don't have that much time left. So I go finally to the home game, and it, you know, this thing's been built up, and I was kind of nervous, but I still kind of wanted just, you know, get on over with. And then all of a sudden, somewhere around there, I found the confidence. And I remember I was wearing this Raiders jersey, and Raiders was real big then, and I was like looking all over the place for him.
Trying to out gangster the gangsters. Yeah,
so finally I find him, and I actually had with me at this point these two kids who were way older than me.
Yeah.
That, like, we're, like, there, and we finally found him, like, which was kind of good to protect me. So we get in this fight, we circle around, we're in this big group, I remember, and then as soon as we're circling, I'm like, I don't want to punch him. Like, I don't want to punch. Oh, God, I really don't want to punch this. I really don't want to be here right now. I don't want to go. And all of a sudden, he comes up to me, and he could tell that, like, neither of us really want to be there. But then he goes and tries to, and he punches me. And then he goes, and he backs up, and he's backing up, and he's backing up. And then he falls to the ground. And everyone's like, get him, Rob, get on top of him, kick his ass, get him. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to punch him. And he's like, no, don't. And I'm about ready to get on top of him. And he's like, don't do it, don't do it. And he's saying this, and I'm like, and then finally he goes, don't. And he goes, my arm. And he shows me his arm. And his arm was bent in half at the forearm.
What?
I go, I've never seen that. I've never broken a bone. I've never seen anyone.
He broke his arm falling down?
In half. No, he broke his arm hitting my friggin' head.
That makes
sense.
And
it didn't even, there's nothing. It didn't. And I'm like, oh my, and I freak out. And everyone breaks up, and then he's holding it. And I'm like, oh, man, I felt terrible.
I'm in so much trouble because he punched
again,
me and
it was
broke
like,
his
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, I was like, I'm in trouble, but not just that. I then felt terrible. I'm like, he might not be able to move his hand ever again. I've never seen that. His nerve damage? I mean, like, I was freaking out.
That's some gnarly shit.
And I remember I went home, told my mom, like, Arsenio Hall was big then, and Arsenio Hall was on at the time, and I was like, you know, I'm like, Mom, you might hear something later. I kind of got in a fight tonight, and I told her, and I felt terrible all weekend long. I'm like, God, oh, man, I feel bad for this kid. And then, so finally Monday comes around, and I've been feeling like crap. I'm like, all that built up, and just my stupid head does it, and it didn't even hurt. I could have kicked his ass, but I didn't. You know, I swore I'd never fight again because my head was too hard. No.
It sounds like a movie from the 80s.
I know. This but anyway, happened. And yes, this absolutely
it's
happened.
It's like the fucking
listen, quick. As soon as I get there, as soon as I get to school, he's going and he's bragging to everybody that he won the fight because he got the only punch in.
Son of a bitch.
And he fucking little jerk, motherfucker, crackhead. He became a crackhead. He's probably a meth head now. Anyway, we've got 10 seconds left and that's it. I'm going to say bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. Got anything to say, Shadow?
No.
All right. Later.